of law reviews.
You know, I was just thinking that without the sixth chapter of Judges, we would not be able to appreciate the exercise of heart of a Gideon. When the children of Israel were delivered up into the hands of the king of Mesopotamia and to Eglon, it simply says God raised up a deliverer, Othniel, and then Ehud. But here we get to see the exercise of heart of a deliverer who doesn't give himself the tag a deliverer. Right? Othniel, Ehud. Wow, I said, boy, I want to be like him. But when you see the exercise of heart of a real deliverer, and let's just say someone who wants to be used of the Lord, but is not occupied with service. He's just occupied as a young man, a young lady, living for the Lord. And when the Lord looks down and sees that humbleness of heart and spirit, he takes note. And one day he touches that person. And you're not looking for the touch because Gideon wasn't looking for the angel to come. But God saw, and God said, now I'm going to use that young man to effect a change in the hearts of the people of Israel. And young people, I really believe that this is what God wants to do with your life. But it is going to be, when we come back to that verse, the Lord says, learn of me. And what do we learn of the Lord Jesus? That he is meek and lowly of heart.
I think we would all agree that Gideon had no idea the plans for which the Lord had for him when he was threshing wheat. He had no idea what the Lord would call him to, but the Lord used that time to prepare him for the work that he was now going to call him to. We don't see a great time span of growing and developing from threshing wheat to what we're going to come to in the next couple of studies. It's quick. But yet the Lord was preparing him during that time. He had no idea. And I think it goes back to faithfulness that we started out with Brother John brought it out. And it's the same thing we had last year when we were here. He that is faithful in that which is little will be faithful in much. The Lord could see that I can trust this man. I can see that there's something different in him than in some of the others that really should have been there doing the same thing. Where were the rest of his siblings? You know, he said he was the least in his father's house. There should have been there as well. But the Lord found favor in him, and he found favor in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord used him mightily.
Well, I just found it interesting what Uncle Amon was saying, and I wanted to read a verse in 2 Timothy. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And he mentioned how Gideon comes from a weak household, not one to be proud of, but he's not complaining about this in a sense that he feels sorry for himself. As Uncle Amon said, he just looks at himself as a very weak vessel. And when the Lord says, I am with thee, then he realizes that when, I think we read in 2 Corinthians, when I am weak, then I can be powerful or glory. So the only way for us to truly bring glory to the Lord is through our weakness. But this is not in the sense that we would feel sorry for ourselves and that we are so weak. But it's a good thing to be weak. And you can see, I guess we're going to study the rest of this chapter in the next study or so, where he keeps questioning the Lord and asking for signs, but he's doing this because he's in full dependence upon the Lord.
I think Gideon's question is a very good question in verse 15. Wherewith shall I save Israel? I think the Lord was teaching Gideon, you're not going to. You're not going to. And the Lord is teaching us that today, isn't he? That it's not you, but it's me. That's really what makes the difference. Gideon, don't ever think that you could go. If you had a strong family, if you were the greatest in your family, no, you would not be able to do it. We can't do it. It's his work. He must do it. But this is the wonderful truth. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. God is using men and women to do his work today. And here is a vessel that we're going to watch. There's still questions, I know that. But I wanted to ask this before we close. We're a couple of minutes away. Are there questions that, or are there areas that we've missed that you feel that you'd like to bring out? Is there something that we've gone over too quickly and you would like to say, I really didn't quite understand what that was about? It must mean that we all understand it.
Or we have time still
to
study, and in the afternoon, on an individual basis, just come and you want to gain from the Word of God whatever the Spirit of God wants us to do. So there is time.
And if in fact you don't want to bring it up here, bring it up with one of us at lunch or at your table. If there's some areas that you'd like to see us go back over a little bit, that's what this is for, isn't it?